Let me ask you about, actually, the point about developing a vaccine. 40 years into your work on HIV and AIDS, does the development process and the success with the COVID vaccines give us, should that give us any new hope for an HIV vaccine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a really good question, because the technologies that were developed, the mRNA technology, the success of using a very elegant techniques of the conformational correct form of the immunogen and the right form to engage the immune system to optimally make a good response. You know, it was back and forth, Rachel. What was done with HIV early on, though unsuccessful with a vaccine, went a long way to make success for the COVID-19 vaccine. And the technologies that have now been perfected, particularly the mRNA technology and other vaccine platforms that were perfected and used in COVID-19, I believe strongly will go back and be able to really forward and advance the HIV effort. In fact, there are scientists right now, even as we speak, that are using what the COVID-19 effort has inspired us to do to start working on that for HIV. So it's just science at its best, you know, contributions back and forth, with the fundamental core of it being the investment that one makes in basic biomedical research, which is really the resounding success story of the scientific approach to COVID-19 vaccines, and has resulted in already saving millions of lives.